We welcome you today to a time of Bible study again in the book of James. And today we're in James chapter 4, verse 7. And James, in his direct manner, in his simple way of speaking, begins a series of imperative commands. And in James 4, verse 7, he says, "Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God." And then he goes on to say, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, draw nigh to God, cleanse your hands, be afflicted, mourn, weep. And in verse 10 he says, humble yourself in the sight of God. All of these are actions and acts of will that we must take upon ourselves. Now we're going to examine that today, my dear friend. What does it mean to submit yourself to the authority of God? And why do I need to make this a conscious effort in my fallen human nature that rebels against God and my self-perception that I can handle my own life, which is a false self-perception because I'm not in control of my life and I can't handle it, but I can submit myself under the authority of God, and it's an act of my will. So we're going to examine that. We're going to see how we can do that. Thank you so much for being with us today as we examine just this simple phrase, submit yourself under the authority of God. Let's go to our Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, as we come today, I ask for forgiveness, a daily sin, and a cleansing. And I pray for an anointing, body, soul, and spirit to share your truth. And sweet, sweet Lord Jesus, I just pray that you guide us. You love us. You love everyone that's listening today. I thank you for your love and your mercy and your patience and your good plans for our lives. Father, guide us now as we study your truth. And Father, for these precious souls that are giving of their time, sweet Holy Spirit, you're the perfect teacher. Please impress upon our hearts the truths that you want us to learn and grow in and understand so we can experience more of the fullness and the peace and the joy and the abundance of the life you want us to live here on earth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us be mindful and let us minister to others. In your name, Lord Jesus, amen. James chapter 4, verse 7 says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Now, this takes my effort. This takes my effort in the flesh. And it takes my will to bend itself under the authority of God. So let me give you the Greek word there, hupotasso. We've studied it many times if you've been listening the last few years to this website. And it means this. It means to take rank under someone. So it could be a military term. To take rank under someone in the military, where someone orders you to do something and you have to do it. In this context, it means to take rank under God Himself. It also means to place oneself under the authority of another. Another way to express to take rank under is to place oneself under the authority of another. So I'm placing myself under the authority of God when I'm submitting myself under God. And then thirdly, another way to say it in the Greek is to be in a relationship with a superior. To be in a relationship with a superior. So when I get saved, my Lord and my Savior and my Lord, my God and my King is my Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm coming to Him to save my soul and I'm giving my life over. I am surrendering. I am submitting my life to His authority because He knows what's best. He's got a beautiful plan for me. And my friend, all His motives are love and His infinite wisdom. And so this is what this means. But in our fallen human nature, we want to take things upon ourselves. And the proverb writer tells us, the ways of a man are always right in his own eyes. So to submit to God is to place myself under the authority of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you've got to break it down into specific areas of your life. So I want my time to be under the authority of God. I want God to order how I spend my time this day. I want my career to be under the authority of God. And I want to see my job as a ministry to others. And I want to thank the Lord for providing for me. I want to put my role as a husband and a father under the authority of God. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. I want to place my finances under the authority of God and find out, you know, my first priority is how I can minister to others through the finances that God has blessed me with. And so this mindset, you have to break it down into specific areas. But there's a passage of Scripture I want to take you to in John chapter 20. And you say, Brother Leo, you know, I don't think about this passage much. But you know, it's always stood out to me. And it's always touched my heart. And it deals with Thomas when he encounters the resurrected Christ. And it's what he says to the Lord that has always stuck with me, and I meditate probably upon this daily as I go to the Lord in prayer. Not that I've spent hours meditating upon it, but the thought flashes through my mind. And in John chapter 20, verse 24, Thomas was not with them when Jesus came. And the other disciples said to Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." And Thomas said, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand in his side, I will not believe." And evidently, Thomas saw him on the cross. And after 8 days again, his disciples were in this place, and Thomas was with them, and Jesus appears in the midst and says, "Peace be unto you." And he said unto Thomas, "Go ahead and put your hand here and your finger and touch my hands and touch my side. Be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." My friend, that's a confession and an acknowledgement of the lordship and the authority of Christ in our personal lives. And you know, it wouldn't hurt any of us to arise in the morning and drop on our knees. In my mind, I believe as the Lord appeared unto Thomas, I believe he fell to his knees and bowed his head and maybe raised his hands before the Lord. And he said, "My Lord and my God." And confessing and acknowledging the authority of Jesus Christ over his life. "You are my authority, Lord Jesus." That's so impactful. And it so pleases the Lord that we're giving back to the Lord. We say unto the Lord, "Lord, you gave me physical life. And Father, now that I've come to this place in my life where you have saved me, I know that I owe everything unto you. I owe my physical life. So Lord, take my life and do with it what you would have me do with it. My Lord, my God, my King, and my authority." So that's what the Scripture is saying here, where he says, "Submit unto the Lord." Now, go back with me to James chapter 4, and let me read it again. "Submit yourselves, therefore, to the authority of God." Submit to God's authority and his lordship. But notice the preceding verse in verse 6. He gives more grace. "Wherefore he saith, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble." Now, this is why this must be a conscious effort, where we lay out or outline specific areas in our life and then rate our lives as to whether or not we're submitting to the authority of God in this area, in this area, in this area of our life. Because, my friend, your fallen human nature that regularly has a manifestation of pride is going to always stand against you submitting humbly to the Lord. Our pride perceives itself to be in control. And this is a huge self-deception. I am the authority in my life. I am my own man. I make my decisions. And we find ourselves in a place where we actually will say something like, I know the plans I make for myself. I know what's best. We look at a situation horizontally, as Solomon would say, under the sun. And we reason, which that's a gift from God. There's nothing wrong with reasoning and weighing circumstances. And there's nothing wrong with looking at doors of opportunity that have been opened. And there's nothing wrong with relying on our experience and our intellect and those kind of things. But my friend, use these human attributes and then bathe them in prayer and submission and in an honest, serious seeking of the authority and direction and guidance of God in these areas in your life. It'll give you an incredible advantage. But we often say, I know the plans I make for myself and I know what is best. I was reading David Jeremiah's book, and have been for quite some time, and rereading on the book of James. And one question he asked is, can you point to an area in your life and say with certainty, this is God's plan for my life. This area of my life is under the authority of God. It's your time and your schedule. Is that under the authority of God? Are the things you're involved with under the authority of God? Are your relationships as a husband, wife, mother, or father under the authority of God? Are your finances under the authority of God? Or has it all been, and this is more of what Dr. Jeremiah's book has it all been your plans, your way, and then you ask God to bless it? To think, to say, to do, and to plan as I please or as I think is best. Lord, you bless. This is where I want to live. This is what I want to do. This is how I deal with my spouse. This is how I'm going to spend my time. And Lord, you bless. Or are there areas in your life? Can you point to this area in your life and say, I place this area willfully and consciously under the authority of God, and He's guiding and leading me in this area. I place this area of my life willfully and consciously under the authority of God, and He's leading me in this area in my life. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 29. And I know you know where we're going, but I want to share with you in Jeremiah chapter 29. As Jeremiah is speaking to the children of Israel and letting them know you're going to have 70 years of captivity under the authority of the Chaldeans because you had sinned against me. And I repeat what I said earlier. I know the plans I make for myself. I know what is best. But look at what the scripture says in verse 10. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you, and I will return you to the chosen land. And then in verse 11, he says this to the nation of Israel, and I want to take liberty and apply it to our lives. For I know the thoughts are the plans that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a peaceful future. Verse 12, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart, submitting and seeking and surrendering to my authority and my blessings in your life. But notice what he says, I know the plans that I have for you in verse 11. They result in peace. God's plans for you, my friend, result in peace and order and harmony and hope and joy. So let's go back to the previous question. Is there an area in your life that is under the authority and under the willful submission to the rule of God in your life in that area? If it is, then I want to say to you, that area in your life is an area of peace and order and harmony and joy and hope. Now, if there's a lot of disorder and confusion and misery and fleshly activity, then that area is not under the authority of Christ. If it's constant hitting your head up against a wall or being tripped up or being thrown back 5 steps when you make 2 steps forward, that area is not under the blessed authority of God. Because as Jeremiah says, when God's plans are being implemented in your life, you're going to have peace and harmony and order and consistency and joy and hope. It's a whole different way of living. I'm not talking to you, my friend, about a religion. I'm sharing with you a relationship by which God immerses Himself in us as we immerse ourselves in Him in each and every specific area of our life. Becomes harmonious and peaceful and joyful. I spend so much time outdoors here in Middle Tennessee, and in God's plan for nature constantly teaches and preaches to me, and I watch the harmony and the beauty of nature. We're at a time of year now when it's late summer and the hummingbirds are migrating back through here before their trip to Central and South America, and Patty has the feeders out all summer, and you know, I say every morning when I get up to drink my coffee, hummingbirds and butterflies and doves and cardinals, and I enjoy the harmony of nature, and the mornings are so beautiful, and I say to the Lord, this is how you want our lives to look. You want our lives to look like a blue sky and bright sunshine and warmth and peace and provision and all the things that nature teaches us. I do a wild birdseed blend in an area of white oaks that sit probably 20 yards in front of my front porch. And I watch the birds feed and the squirrels and the harmony of nature. And this is the fallen nature, and it's still beautiful. I can only imagine how it looked before Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. And I just want to say to you today, we're going to experience that in the thousand-year reign, and then after the thousand-year reign into eternity with the renewed heavens and the renewed earth. Man. But every area of your life, the Lord desires us to have harmony. God's plans for you result in peace and order and harmony and hope and joy. But let me show you something else. Go to Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1, and if your life, if it's disorder, if it's confusion, you're not under the authority of Christ here. You've not submitted, because it results in peace. This is conditional. It's conditional. You have not because you ask not. We studied that last time. Psalm chapter 1, notice what he says in verse 6. The Lord knows the way of the righteous. In the Hebrew, that means the Lord knows and plans the way of the righteous. The Lord knows, plans, and watches over the way of the righteous. He's got a path. A pathway for you to walk under His authority. And what does that result in? It results in blessings. Look at what it says, Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walks not in the path of the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Notice the progression there. First you're walking, then you stop and stand, and then you sit down and fellowship with them. That's how sin always takes you further than you want to go. And you find yourself immersed around all this ungodliness. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night, morning and evening. And he gets himself in that quiet time, in that devotional time, where God's moving and working in your life. You open that door where God has a window into your heart and soul, and where a still small voice can speak to you. And then you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not wither, and whatever you do will prosper. So the Lord knows and plans the way for you, and his plans for your well-being will result in success and contentment and prosperity. So my friend, in Jeremiah 29, we find out that God's plans for us result in peace and order and harmony and hope and joy. And then in Psalm 1, we find out that his plans are going to result in our well-being, our success, our contentment, our prosperity. But none of this happens when we're not submitting to his authority in this area and in that area and in this area. And you need to just list, what are the areas in your life? And then ask yourself, as Dr. Jeremiah says, can you point to an area in your life and say with certainty, this is God's plan for me, that God, I'm operating under the authority and guidance and direction of God for this area of my life. It's Proverbs 3:6, and you're familiar with that, but go there. And this is conditional. This too is conditional. And notice what it says in Proverbs chapter 3. And I'm getting there, my dear friend. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6 says this, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Now that means in all thy ways acknowledge his authority. In all thy ways acknowledge his authority. In all thy ways, in all areas of your life, acknowledge his authority and lordship. You're taking notes, write this, in all thy ways, in all the areas of your life, in all your specific personal areas in your life, acknowledge his authority and lordship. Seek and submit to his authority and his lordship. And then it's conditional again, verse 6b, and he shall direct your paths. If you acknowledge his authority and lordship in each area of your life, and in specific personal areas and major decision-making areas, then you will receive his direction, his guidance, his wisdom, and his perspective. He who sees the end from the beginning, he who is far above all the things of this earth, he who transcends time, space, and matter. He is your creator, God. He who says the world is mine in the fullness thereof, and I own the cattle on a thousand hills, Psalm 50, and God alone is judge himself. Call upon me, he says, and I will direct your paths, and I will guide you, and you will receive his direction, his guidance, his wisdom, and his perspective. As I acknowledge his authority, and I acknowledge his lordship. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. What's that tell you? That's when you depend on your wisdom. That's when you say, I know the plans I make for my life, and I know what's best, and I can handle everything. You start preaching this stuff on a Sunday morning, which I'll be doing tomorrow morning, you can see a lot of folks, they start to ignore. They want to be distracted at this point, especially the prideful ones. They're going to look at a baby crying somewhere, or they'll start fiddling around with something. Just tune you out, man. I'm telling you, fallen human nature is a dangerous thing. A dangerous thing. Verse 7 says, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear and respect the Lord and depart from evil. It's, James is quoting Proverbs through a lot of this stuff. I know what's best. That's being wise in your own eyes. So you've got all these conditions. If you will seek and submit unto the Lord, you will find your life peaceful, orderly, harmonious, filled with hope, filled with joy. If you seek and submit unto God, His plans for you will result in your well-being, in your success, in your contentment, in your prosperity. And then, if you acknowledge His Lordship, you will receive His direction, His guidance, His wisdom, and His perspective. Huge. And then if you go back to James 4, and we need to go there. If you go back to James 4, I want you to notice something else in this passage. And in James 4, verse 6, it says this. All right, verse 7 is what we're studying. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Submit yourself to the authority of God. And in verse 6, it says, He'll give more grace. God resists the proud, but He gives grace unto the humble spirit that submits unto His authority. So as you submit to His authority and seek His authority and His guidance, and then submit to what He tells you to do, you receive more and more and more help and grace from the Lord in your life. My friend, it's the only way to live. When someone is trying to control all areas of their life, there is no order. There is no peace. They're not good at decision making. They make wrong and bad decisions. And it's like someone that's out in the ocean. And they're just thrashing about and they're drowning. They're trying to keep their head above water. I want you to think about it. Just thrashing about and drowning and trying to keep their head above water. And that you can see this analogy, and it may characterize your life or certain areas in your life, specific areas in your life. You're thrashing about. I'm just trying to keep my head above water. Well, that's not, there's not one promise in the Word of God that says you come to Jesus and seek Him and you'll be barely able to keep your head above water. But that's what you're doing. But then you come to a place where you just surrender. You give it all over to Jesus and submit to His authority and say, Lord, wherever You lead, I'll go, and I'm really serious. And the next thing you know, you're floating. And you get caught up in a current and it just starts carrying you, the flow. It's like the Gulf Stream off the coast of the Atlantic and runs by the Carolinas where I grew up. And once you get out to that Gulf Stream, there is a current that just flows. And you just move forward with the Lord. And you quit struggling and rebelling. And you find a joy and a peace and a contentment that you've never known, and the misery will go away. Let me show you one more, Psalm 37. And I close today and thank you for spending this time with us in the Word of God. Wherever you are throughout the world, we praise God for you. We keep up with who's listening and where they're from. I mean, we don't know exactly who's listening, but we know where you're from. And in Psalm 37, verse 23, it says this, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." Now that word ordered in the Hebrew means directed. "The steps of a good man are directed by the Lord. And the Lord delights and takes pleasure in His way." And then notice verse 37. I mean, read the whole chapter, but verse, "Mark and look at the perfect man and behold the upright. For the future of that man is full of peace. I know the plans I have for you, the Lord says unto me, Leo, I've got plans for you. Lord, I want your plan for my life, not mine. Every time I've made plans on my own, Lord, it's been disastrous. Every time I've made decisions on my own, it has been disastrous. Father, should convict me and show me the areas in my life that I need to bring under your authority. I praise you, Lord Jesus. I praise you. The Lord, He has saved you, my friend. You're going to live forever with the Lord, maybe in heaven, maybe during the millennial reign. It depends on what time you leave this earth. But I want you to understand something. God's got a whole lot for you before you leave this earth. And I would advise you to get in them and to submit unto His authority in your life. My friend, don't let your flesh control your life. And don't let the old devil guide you into places you don't need to be going. Humbly submit to the authority of Jesus Christ and receive peace, guidance, a heavenly and divine perspective. Receive order and harmony. Receive prosperity, contentment. All that comes from breaking down, falling on your knees and saying, "My Lord, my God, my King." I love You, Lord Jesus. Thank You for loving me and loving all who are listening today. My God is a God of love and goodness, and He knows the plans He has for each of us, plans that result in peace. Convict us, Lord. Let us meditate upon this day. Take it to You. Show us, Father, a specific area in our life that we've not brought under Your authority. We praise You, Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you, my